Amen. Please just be seated in God's presence. My preaching is short, but I really like the song the girls were singing. Do you know what the song is saying? It says, Jesus, you are my first taste of love. The first taste of real love. Hey! Now, some of us, we've already tasted other loves and have not tasted the real love of Jesus. All right. I started a preaching 2 weeks back, how you can be a strong Christian. How many would like to be a strong Christian? You know, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 says, finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You must be strong. Be strong in the Lord. You are required to be strong in the Lord. But there are many things we are strong in. What are some of the things we are strong in? So you can be strong in football, in watching football. You can be strong in relationship. Like you are the type that really falls in love. Yeah. There is a type, when they fall in love, they really fall in love. You even print the pictures of the person. Yeah. There are people, they print pictures. You see that they have a picture. Yeah. They even print the messages. Are very strong in love. They do kissing. Hey. Some even remove clothes. You see that these people are strong. They are very strong in love. Yeah. You know, in Proverbs 31, the mother advises his son. He says, look, be careful. Don't be strong in wine or women. Be careful of relationships. He says, don't be strong in that which kills kings. Yes, King Lemuel was advising in Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 30 or 31. He was advising his son that be careful. Don't give your strength to women. Because there are people that are strong. I love you. I really love you. Yeah. But he says, give not thy strength to women or thy ways to that which destroys kings. You can find that you give your strength to the opposite sex. What other things we are strong in? Physics, mathematics. Those ones are, you can be strong. When I was in school, I was very strong in physics. Very strong. Some 2-3 years ago, there's a student who died from this school. He would not spend time in church. He was always reading all the time. He came to church 2-3 times. When he was dying and he was in Bukamuso Hospital, that's when he began to call the shepherd. Why have you not been checking me? He was so strong in education. Very, but never strong in the things of, because when you die now, nothing matters. It's now where you are going. Yeah. And then what else? You can be strong in politics and you are called comrade. You can also be strong in what? In Korean movies. Yeah. One day I was praying for somebody and I cast out 5 Koreans from the person. The Koreans came out in a service. It was at the business block. I saw them with my eyes. 5 of them. Wow. I said, what? When she came, she says, I watch a lot of Korean movies. When you watch Korean movies, you don't even know what you are drinking. You can also be strong in pornography. You see that you are very strong. Yeah. I know a brother, before he was delivered, he was strong. He said, he was in 7 WhatsApp groups for pornography. He doesn't know the people. They just share content. He was very strong. But anyway, the Bible says, be strong where? In the Lord. And in the power of his might. And when you are strong, that's when you are going to block the devil from causing you to backslide. The week before last, I gave you a point on how you can be strong. And that point was by knowing the scriptures. Today, I'm preaching about you can be strong through fellowship. All right? Hebrews 10:25. My message is finishing very soon. And I hope I'm not boring you, right? Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves, as the manner of some is. But we should encourage one another, and so much the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching. Don't forsake the assembling of coming together of saints. That gives a lot of strength. When you are with others who are stronger, you become strong. When you are by yourself, you become weak. Or when we are with other weak people, become weak. If you can just get this point, my preaching is finished. I'm done preaching. When you can be strong in fellowship, in fellowshipping, never forsake fellowshipping with other Christians. All right? Find me a verse. It says, iron sharpens iron. So is the countenance of a man to his friend. So, if you are a Christian, you will be made strong by other Christians. Other Christians will make you strong. Will make you powerful. Through Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. Tsipi ilodiwa ka tsipi eng. All right? Yeah. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Yes. So you can affect your friend. Or you can be affected by somebody. Yes. Too much. If your best friend is a porn star, the porn star will sharpen you towards porn starship. Or whatever. Yes. Are you like the preaching or you don't like the preaching? Yes. So your friend affects you. You can never say, no, I'm not affected. You'll be affected. If your best friend is a smoker, the smoke will affect you. The smoking, the demons, they will affect you. You cannot dissociate yourself from your friend. If you are doing a course, find other students who are strong in your course. Don't work with those who are getting 50s. And 60s. Huh? Yeah, you will have problems. Look for other stronger people and walk with them. And by so doing, you will become better and stronger. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm waiting for you to sharpen my countenance. Yes. So if I'm coming from prayer, let for instance, the whole of last week I was praying and fasting. The whole week. I was praying. I'll pray from night to morning, the whole week. I finished praying this morning. Now, can you imagine if you fellowship with me? That on Friday I was with somebody, we were just talking. The person jumped. He said, I knew what was happening. He said, it's like something happened. Yeah, it was the countenance. Yeah. Well, if you are with a prayerful person, you become prayerful. If you are with a powerful person, you become powerful. If you are with a lustful person, you become lustful. Huh? This is a powerful verse. A man sharpens. Oh, what is a countenance? The countenance is the facial appearance of a person. If you walk with handsome people, you become handsome also. You say, you know those group of fine girls, those group of fine boys. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, change the version. Yes. Yeah. Even some of you, when I see you and I see your neighbor, it's like within your neighborhood is a type of people who are smiling. It's a type of people who are nice. Because the countenance of somebody affects you. Tell your neighbor, you are affecting me. When you are with somebody who likes smiling, you always be smiling. Yeah, always smiling. And don't walk with people who don't like smiling, who are not happy, who are always concerned. Very soon you'll be very concerned also. Yeah. At your age, you'll be very concerned. Tell your neighbor, I want to affect you in a positive way. And one of the ways to be affected, to be strong, is to walk with Christians. I'm telling you. Make sure you fellowship with other fellow Christians. And don't compromise on it. Don't. Yeah. Don't. Don't. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the company or in the counsel of the ungodly. Yeah. Or in the advice of wicked people. They are your advisors. But blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. And who meditates in that. That is Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to verse number 3. Tell your neighbor again. Neighbor, I want to affect you in a positive way. And for you to remain strong, make sure you walk with other Christians. Don't stop the fellowship. Don't minimize the fellowship with other Christians. Don't. It's a standard procedure. Yeah. You see, a week is passing. You have not had fellowship with another Christian. What have you been fellowshipping with? Yeah. Whatever you fellowship with affects you. Yeah. Make sure. Don't. The Bible, I read you a verse. It says, let us not forsake the assembling together of ourselves. But we should rather what? Encourage or exhort one another. So that we encourage, we share scriptures. We tell one another, hey, mother, I was on to charlotte. Hey, charlotte. Wanna let the man on my Bible in? Yare, yare, yare. Hey, mabane, let's give a little one. I'm a little white. Hey, ntapella tem mother. Yes. Sometimes you have a very tough week. You have a very difficult week. You have a tough test. Sometimes you are reading, you can't get it. Everything is so crammed together. But it's during that time that you meet a fellow Christian who is able to tell you that. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. You should. Never, 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 never give up. You never used to sing songs like this. Yeah, these are songs we used to sing as brothers. When you meet as fellow brothers. Yeah. When we meet as fellow brothers, we don't discuss girls. Yeah. When we were in the world and we were not saved, we discussed girls. Yes, boys, is it not true? It's true. When we meet, we discuss girls. Say, oh, did you see that girl? Hey, Charlie, the breast final. Hey, also, all those things. Yes. But now when we meet as brothers, we'll be saying, Makatama Soma Lama Shambalaba. The Lord bless you, my brother. I prophesy you in the name of Jesus. When you go for your exams, it shall be well with you. Yeah. When you meet a fellow sister, you say, no weapon fashioned against you, no yellow bone fashioned against you shall prosper. That's what fellowship does. Like as you have come here, you have come for fellowship. You have come to be strengthened. You become strong. Do you know, if you watch the National Geographic, how lions kill buffaloes? A lion cannot kill a buffalo when it's in a group with other buffaloes. So what they do, the lions, they chase them until they are tired. And then one of them becomes more tired. And then they begin to isolate him. And then there's another pack, they chase that way. Then this one who is left alone, when they are a pack, you can't attack. This one who is left alone, they isolate him. And they will chase him. When he's alone, they go after him. One will grab him here. One will grab him here. One will grab him on test 2. One will grab him with the grandmother. One will grab him here. When you are alone, you are weak. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I want to close because it's hot. Verse number 9. Everybody, look at this beautiful verse. Brother, look at this verse. What does he say? He said, two are better than one. Yes. Because they have a reward. Two is better than one. One of the ways to be strong is to join yourself to somebody else and be strong. Two is better than one. Look at verse number 10. For if they fall, if one of them falls, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone. When he falleth, he has nobody to lift him up. He has nobody to encourage him. You lock yourself in the room and you'll be alone. Alone, alone, alone. No fellowship. Alone, alone, alone. Things were very hard. Very, very hard. I was far away. Nothing was working. I thought God had forsaken me. Until one day, a friend came to tell me, let's go to church. This is not good. You are always alone. Always alone. Always alone. When you are alone, what do you do? If you are not studying, it's not a good... Not that you can't be alone, but it shouldn't be your lifestyle. That when you don't have a friend, you don't have somebody to talk to, especially a Christian friend. I'll emphasize it. This message is not for students. It's for Christians. It's a Christian message. Yeah. That you are strong when you are with others. I'm strong when I'm on your shoulders. I'm strong when tell your neighbor, I'm strong when I'm with you. I'm better when I'm with you. I'm better in your presence. Yes. Do you know the madman of Gadara in Mark chapter 5? The Bible says the demons came on him and he went to be alone and he was in the tombs alone with dead people. No, leave me. I want to be alone. I will sort myself out. And he was there and the Bible said nobody could tame him. Nobody could do anything to him. He was just there. He was eating soil and he was there with nobody. It's evil spirit. When you feel like I just want to be alone with myself these days, it's not a good feeling. No, no, no. God would have created Jupiter alone and put you in Jupiter. Yeah. Huh? If you are a brother, then he would have given you 7 virgins so that it's only the 8 of you. But we are here. We are with you. Tell your neighbor, I want to talk to you. Yeah. Your fellowship. Some of you, the person you are going to marry, you are going to meet them in the fellowship. Yeah. But if you are not the talking type, you are the quiet type. Nobody even has seen your teeth before. How do we marry somebody who have never seen their teeth before? Do they even have teeth to smile? One day a brother married a sister. In the night, during honeymoon, the sister told the brother, bring me water. She brought water. He brought water for her. And she removed the dentures and teeth and put them in the cup. And the brother said, Walai kubala, wa, wa. What is this? Then the sister said, I love you. I love you. Hey, my friend, what are you saying? I love you. I love you. You love you love me. Hey! Go and put your teeth back. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, let us not stop the fellowship of the brethren. Yes, it's a powerful message. Yeah. Verse number 10. Go back to my scripture. I want to finish preaching. Two are better than one. Even on, Thursday, I was advising some people about networking. That one of the graces, some of you are not doing powerful courses. God is going to help you by giving you a friend who is doing a powerful course. And they will lift you up and set you high. Yes. It's a blessing. Yeah. That's why Mudimu are kopantso ira gore o to kopane le mongwe. Ire ha re khubokanya go di hela. Go nne botoka because two is better than one. You can't. Two is better. Two is better. Two is better. Two is better than one. Two is better than one. You are not better off alone. Two is better than one. And then verse number 11. Uto verse number 11. If two people lie together, they have heat. Yes. Heat. Kama shabaka tala baba. Yes. Warmth. Presences. Emissions. Yes. It's the Bible. Am I not reading the Bible? I'm reading the Bible. Yes. How can one be warm alone? How can you be happy when you are alone? Like you are alone and you are mad. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm celebrating myself. Oh, you know, I just... No. Let us know now, Pastor, 80%. How will I let me win an alley 102? Hey, mother, hey, we're going to perform. I said, make it 81. Hey. Have you heard stories like that before? Yeah. So I didn't do well. I just got 92. You know, I could have done a little better. You cannot be warm alone. Yeah. No way. That's why you are a cold person. You are stone cold. Because there is nobody to give you heat. Ask the neighbor, which part of this preaching you don't understand? Which part of this preaching don't you understand? Yes. Heat. Kama shaba kava taba la ba daba. Hesh. Strong away now. I'm strong because of you. 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 I'm better because of you. When we are like this and we are united, you think there's anybody who can destroy us? Nobody can destroy us. Nobody. Nobody. You can try nobody. Nobody. We are strong together. Verse number 12. If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. A threefold cord cannot be easily broken. When you are together, some people, some families you see they are strong because they are together. But what them more? You see the family is strong. The family disintegrates, become very weak. You see, your mother, don't talk to your uncle, don't talk to your aunt, don't talk. These are weak, weak people. Yes. But today, I pray for strength. I pray for strength. I pray that you become stronger and stronger in the name of Jesus. Yes. Now, for instance, those who are doing BSc, who are doing BSc, there are about three guys who are wild. I met them. We are doing BSc year one. They get 5.0. Yeah. One of them says he's actually done with the syllabus. He's tutoring physics for 30 years. Yeah. He's doing first year. Why don't you join forces with others? It doesn't help. Your loneliness and your aloneness does not help. Yeah. It doesn't help. Look, me, I used to be a quiet person. Very quiet. The first time I proposed a girl, do you know when? Should I tell you? I won't tell you. Yeah, me, I'm quiet. I would like the girl, I'll be quiet. Yeah, I'm quiet. Yeah. I used to rely on the friend of the girl. She would come and tell me. Then I'll say, yeah. Jehovah turned my life around. You see, there are people who are judging me. There is no issue. Me, I'm a proper sinner who has been saved by the grace of God. Yes. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a sinner. No, I was not like this. The Lord changed me. Yeah. Today, one of my favorite things is fellowship. I love to be in your presence with your people, singing praises. One of the things about, I'm looking forward to seeing you, to fellowship with you, to have sweet counsel with you. Yes. How many sometimes you see somebody suddenly, no, I can go on. I can go on. I can go on another day. I can go on another day. Yeah. Don't let a week pass and you have not fellowshiped. You will die spiritually. Yeah. You will die spiritually. I love to be in your presence with your people, singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice. I lift my hands and praise the Lord. I love to be in your presence with your people. See, when we talk, it's like we have a relationship. It's like we're in love. We can talk and talk and the talking does not end. Yes. You know what Jonathan told David? He said, your love better pass the love of women. Yes. He said, the love of David is better than the love of women. It's nice. We call it brotherhood. It's nice. We'll talk. It's like we need extra time to talk and talk. And you think we are talking script. We are talking many, many things. Many, anything we want to talk. Because these are fellow brothers who are born again, who are filled with the Spirit of God. Yeah. We talk. Do you have such people that you can talk before you make a major decision? You say, let's talk about it. We talk and talk. When we finish talk, we talk and talk and fellowship. And enjoy sweet counsel. The Bible says, when I walked with you to the house of God, I enjoyed sweet counsel. Yes. When I was with you and we were walking. Yeah. Those of you who don't have such friends, you are dying. You are finishing. I've so many such people. We can talk. Let me read the last verse, then we go, okay? Have you enjoyed the preaching or you've not enjoyed the preaching? I say, how can you be strong? Through fellowship. Through others. When you are alone, you are weak. When you are with others, you are strong. Yes. You know, one time, elephant was going to cross the river. When he was about to cross the river, there was a little ant who also wanted to cross the river. But the ant realized that, no, you know what? If I put one and two together, I cannot swim across this river. So ant found elephant and he went and started climbing on elephant, and he stood on the ears of the elephant so that when he flaps, she can get some breeze. And then they crossed. There was a bridge. They reached a point. It's like the bridge was dangling, but they crossed over. When they crossed to the other side, there was a press conference. During the press conference, Muta, the head, was asking, hey guys, how was it like? He was asking the ant, how did you cross? He said, elephant, you be quiet. Make her talk. Make her talk. And ant began to talk. He said, look, it was not easy crossing this river. But we made it. I say we made it! And then he said, there was one time where it was a little scary. The bridge, it began to shake. We shook it. We shook it. But we stabilized ourselves. And we have crossed over. This is what you call strength in numbers. Yeah. Have you not read, it's not part of my preaching, but there's a verse in, Holy Spirit, I thank you, in Romans 15 verse 1. He said, those of you who are strong, take care of the infirm. I believe it's the one. Yeah. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not only stay ourselves as. Those of you who are too powerful, you are walking alone as a powerful person. Identify other people and say, hey, my sister, makaba shaba kataba la mama. Hey, my brother, I want to encourage you. I want to lift you up. There are some nice books I want to give you. We who are strong ought to bear the weak, the infirmities of the others who are weak. Look at me, a whole prophet. I can interact with anybody. Anybody. Yeah, but there are some of you, you are strong, but you are not helping others. Huh? You are only strong. There are some of you, you are passing alone. You are not helping others to also pass. You have the questions, you have hid them under mattresses. You who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak ones. I can notice that, oh, you, my sister, you are... It's like the way you are, dear. The way you are, dear. Boys can easily sway you to the left and to the right. I'm going to make myself your friend. Yes. Oh, you are even a brother. You say, you look lonely. You don't have a beloved now for now, but I'm your friend for now. Do you understand? I see you are too lonely. When you are lonely, call this number. You who are strong. Huh? Yeah, tell your neighbor, please help me. I want to grow. I want to be a strong Christian. I want to be like you. Don't judge me. Help me. Elena Kibat anointing. I want to be strong. My God, I feel some power in this room. I feel some anointing in this room. Yeah. You who are strong. Oh, I thank the Holy Spirit for this. You who are strong. You who are strong. Those who speak in tongues. Don't say, oh, you don't speak in tongues. Just say, come. Matt, that's why I like, when you come for Friday prayer, I like, let's pray together. Hold hands. The weak and the strong. Let the weak say, I'm strong. As we hold hands together, ikata mama mama mama, be blessed, be blessed. Receive fire, receive grace, receive strength. Oh yes. Can I change this verse just a little bit? No, the version, the verse. We then which have money, kaya mataba. He said, we who are strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. We have to bear the infirmities. We who are strong. Rena bari strong. Kama shanda. Rena bari strong. Ah, lakadada. Kabaya kataba kabasa. We who are strong. Those of you, look at this lady bishop. You who are strong, make others strong also. It's kind of narrow, nahela. Babarin, bali strong. Ka, mashata. We who are strong. We who have money. I told you I want to change the verse for 2 minutes. I've got to bear with the hunger of the weak ones. Ka, mashaba, kataba. There's power. I say there's power. Yeah, when you come for the fellowship, even, you know, as you have come here, there's an anointing, I tell you. There's a power, there's a grace. As you have just come, I was going to read you the last verse. The last verse. Psalms 84 verse 7. The last verse as I sit down. It says, everyone of them who appeareth before God, who comes to the house of God, every one of them, they move from strength to strength, strength to strength. Everyone who comes into the presence of God, everyone who comes to Zion, anyone who comes to the house, anybody who comes, just by virtue of appearing before God, you move from strength to strength, from power to power, from glory, my God, from glory to glory. Glory to glory. That is why when you leave the service and you are going, temptations cannot easily affect you. Because you are strong. You say, get behind me, Satan. When some friend tried to poison your mind with that, say, get behind me, Satan. I'm just coming from Zion. I just appeared in the Kama Shabakata. We who are strong ought to bear. We who are strong. Hey! No, you don't know. Me, I don't know. I don't. Whatever. You may think I have money. I don't have money.
We who are strong.
There are some of you who have money. And so you have to take somebody and say, let's go for dinner. Today I want to buy you dinner. You say, why? You say, Romans chapter 15 verse 1. Say, we who are strong ought to bear. Don't laugh at people when they are falling. Or don't laugh at somebody. It's like, oh, you see that this brother is not praying a lot. This sister is not praying. Don't laugh at people. You who can see it. What did you do about it? Did you pray for me? Did you pray for them? Because since you are so, you who is strong. Koma shata. Kama shata. We who are strong. Matuma suma kata makata. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. You know why God doesn't give you money? When money gets to you, it gets stuck. Even tithe, it can't move. So why should money pass through you? Such a stingy person like yourself. Yes. There are many people who are stuck with tithes. With God, you are stuck. The money can't pass through. You are stuck. We who are strong. We who are strong. I don't know who this should be for. If I give you money, you have money. What you simply do, you take it to say, is there anybody who needs it? This is a piece of paper. God will bless you. Hey, my kataboshe. They go from strength to strength. Those who appear. Those who just come. You know, come and tell me, you just need to just come in the presence of God. Yeah, that's all. I just take me back to church. Take me to Zion. They go from strength. Anybody who appears. I've just come for strength. So if you don't appear, you move from weakness to weakness. Yes, from defeat to defeat. Let's stand up and pray. I found a greater love. Oh yes. Let's just pray to God wherever you are. I know it's hot, but the anointing of God is right here. God is going to touch you right here this afternoon. Oh, yes. Lift your hands. Let us pray to God. Father, we are thanking you this afternoon. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being kind to us. Oh, yes. I'm praying for strength. Strength. There was somebody here who, you were weak. You're becoming weaker and weaker. But suddenly, I just see a little strength has just come into your spirit. A little strength has just come into your spirit. Oh, yes. A little strength has come into your spirit. A little strength. A little strength. A little strength has come into your spirit. Oh, yes. Jesus. Just pray wherever you are and say, oh, God, this afternoon, touch my life. Touch my heart. Touch my life. Touch my heart. I want to be a strong Christian. Oh, yes. I found the greater love. Jesus. Thank you for today. Thank you for strength. We are moving from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. We are moving. We are becoming better, 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 better. Better, better, better. Better, better, better. Better, better, better. Better, 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 better. Better and better. Ho ho ho. Mako ma shonda makabala mandadaba. Jesus. I see so many people becoming stronger. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming better and better. Better and better and better. Pray for one more minute. As you pray, there is a strength coming upon you. Holy Spirit. Let your power come on us. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our beliefs. Strengthen us. Strengthen our love. Strengthen our fellowships. Strengthen our children. Strengthen our sheep. Strengthen our brethren and Lord. My God. May we be stronger Christians. Better Christians. Makato mazomba la makabada bada. Tanana masha. Oh my God. There is an anointing here in this room. There is somebody, you are becoming weak, but suddenly you are becoming stronger. Suddenly, by the Spirit of God, there is a charging of your spirit. Oh, the Lord is touching you. Your quiet time will be better. Your life will be better. You'll be better. Oh, your countenance is being affected by the Lord, by the presence of the Lord. Mataka samara lama. Mama shandola baba. Oh, nama sandala baba. Thank you, thank you. None of us will fall by the wayside. We will be moving from strength to strength. Thank you, Jesus, for your anointing. Let it touch all of us. Let it affect all of us. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You will be stronger. You will not fall on the wayside. You will be 10 times better than you have ever been. Jesus,
you want my heart on Calvary.
Oh,
I want to serve you first. I want to serve you first. And my life, oh, my life will always be for you, Jesus. Oh, I know.
Everybody lift your hands this afternoon. There's power here. I want everybody to pray this prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this afternoon I receive you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, I welcome you. Make me a strong Christian. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I need you. I lift up my eyes to you. Give me strength. For the Bible says, you help me in my weaknesses. Please, Jesus, write my name in the book of life. When you come, may I be raptured. May I go up with you. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Somebody want to clap your hands for Jesus? Clap like you have strength. Ah, makataba sala makabata. Oh, clap like you are a better person. Clap the devil away out of your life. Kaba shanto bazabadabada. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Please, God bless you. May you have a very good week. May the face of the Lord shine upon you. May the Lord fight your battles. Every test that you write, may the Lord lead you. May the Lord go before you. May you smile this week. May God give you 7 reasons to smile and to praise his name. God bless you and have a lovely day.